everybody. My name is John, and welcome back to the Johncast. And I am a workaholic. For those of you who are familiar with the Enneagram, I'm a type 3, which means that one of my main motivations in life is to achieve, to succeed, and to accomplish goals. And obviously, my work is one of the main places that this plays out for me. But I don't think that I and my personality type are really all that unique when it comes to obsessing and even finding my identity to a certain extent in things like work. Let's face it, we as 21st century humans, and especially Americans, we are all workaholics to an extent. In fact, recent studies show that 37% of Americans take less than 7 days of vacation per year. And even those who do take extended vacations often stay connected to their work via email at least once a day. I know I can back that up for me. Super and I, we do take vacation. We're pretty committed to that. But for me, as hard as I try to disconnect from work on vacation, and sometimes I really do, it still takes my heart and my mind and my body like 2 to 3 days even to finally settle down and feel like I don't need to get up in the morning and go straight to work and accomplish and achieve things. Like I feel the withdrawal almost of work and achievement. And believe me, this podcast and this teaching is not to villainize work or to say that you shouldn't work. Work is good. Work is and was a mandate from God from the very, very beginning. A.J. Swoboda says in his book, Subversive Sabbath, work is not the problem. It is our replacing God with work that is the problem. This idolization of work, whether it's in our career or for some of you who are maybe a little bit younger, even in school, it's almost the default setting of our fast-paced, performance-based culture, isn't it? And being in a series about rest, it almost seems foolish if we don't take some time to talk about work. Because so many of us, the reason that perhaps we have put off rest, or the reason that we neglect things like taking a day of rest or a Sabbath, is because of our work. Well, I would, but I have to be connected to the office just in case anyone needs anything from me. Well, I would, but you don't understand how much homework I have. I have a paper to write. It's in some ways often our excuses for not obeying God's command to rest is because of the work that we have to do. And luckily, we are not the only or first people in history who have tied work so closely to our identity. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, Moses is giving a speech, sort of his final speech to the Israelites, and he rehashes the Ten Commandments that we originally read in Exodus 20. Now, all of the Ten Commandments that Moses gives here in Deuteronomy 5, they're the same ten that we find in Exodus. But what's really interesting is to notice how Moses changes some of the language within the commandments, specifically in the fourth commandment surrounding Sabbath. If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15, after talking about that rhythm that we talked about last week of work 6 days, rest one, Moses says this, "Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day." So this little reminder here about Israel's past in Egypt, this is not included in the Exodus version of the Ten Commandments. And so the question becomes, why does Moses feel the need to bring it up here? Why does Moses feel the need to bring to mind their slavery in Egypt, which at this point in the story is decades ago? Well, part of the evil of slavery is that it does not treat people as human. But instead, slavery treats people as property. Slavery treats human beings as a tool to be used for production. As a slave, Your identity is that you are what you make, essentially. However, in Deuteronomy, the Israelites are no longer slaves, are they? No, they have been freed from their bondage, and they have been adopted at this point as God's chosen, loved people. And so in Deuteronomy, the command to rest, it becomes a reminder that you, Israel, are no longer slaves. The rule to rest in Deuteronomy becomes a reminder that you, Israel, are no longer defined by what you can produce. This is another reason why the Sabbath is so, so critical to the human condition, because the Sabbath is a reminder that you are not defined by what you make, you are defined by who made you. You understand? Now, I want to be really clear here so that I do not in any way belittle the evils of slavery by drawing a hasty comparison here. Let's be clear. For the Israelites and for so, so many, unfortunately, throughout history, they were enslaved against their will. They did not have a choice. But for us, many of us have made choices that have led to us feeling enslaved by our work. Many of us feel trapped in that paradigm or telling that story that you are what you do. Your entire value comes from how you perform at the office or what type of grades or GPA you can get. And if that's you, if that's a struggle you have, I almost knocked my Yeti over, then maybe like me, you need a weekly reminder through the Sabbath that you're not defined by what you make, but you're defined by the God who made you. And again, this is not to say that work is bad. For many of us, the work that we do is actually good work. I hope that the work I do on this podcast and on YouTube and through Soul City Church, I hope that's good work. I hope it's work that God uses to bring about goodness and beauty and flourishing into the world. But just because we're doing good work doesn't mean that we still don't need rest from that good work to keep things in perspective. Again, I quote A.J. Swoboda here, "Sabbath is God's eternal way of helping us to worship our good God and not worship the good work he has given us to do." Weekly Sabbath rest is a reminder of who you are at your core. It's an opportunity to switch the labels that we so often get mixed up and we get caught wearing the wrong name tag. On the Sabbath, we switch from slave to son or daughter. We switch from machine to worshiper. We switch from producer to beloved. And so my prayer for you is that on your day of rest this week, that you would take time to remember who you are, and you would remember who you were made by. This has been one of the hardest things for me on the Sabbath. This has been a real challenge. I remember when I first started this practice just 14 months ago, it only took until about noon until I was just itching to do and produce and accomplish something. Because for me, like even on days where before I started to practice Sabbath, when I wouldn't work, quote unquote, I would still accomplish things. I would go out and make sure I accomplished a long run, or I would clean something in the house, or I would still accomplish and achieve. And really, at the end of the day, that was just me scratching the same itch. That was still me finding a way to find my value in what I could produce or what I could make or what I could achieve. And so for me personally, again, this is for me, this is my experience. One thing that I had to keep myself accountable to on the Sabbath was, at least for a while, to really not accomplish or achieve or work in any way. And for me, one of the hardest things to do was to go through an entire day and to remind myself continually, John, if you do absolutely nothing but lay in your bed today, if you do absolutely nothing to make anything or to have a conversation that helps someone grow, or all of the work that you do, if you don't do any of that today, John, God is still going to love you just as much as he did yesterday. You could never do anything again, and God would love you the same as he did yesterday. It's a reminder that I can't earn the love of God. I can't earn the love of Sweet Bear. These are things that I have, regardless of what I can produce. And the Sabbath is a weekly reminder of that for me, that I desperately need. And I hope as you engage in Sabbath that you get reminded of it as well. Before we go, I want to let you know that this entire series is brought to you by my good friends at Inspiration Ranch. The ranch, it's a nonprofit that a good friend of mine, a few good friends of mine actually, run out of Houston, Texas. They provide equine, meaning horse, therapeutic riding to children and adults with physical, emotional, and social special needs. A lot of you know this year I'm running 1,000 miles to raise money for the ranch. My goal is $3,000. $3,000 will sponsor a rider, a child rider with special needs, and cover their lessons for an entire year. And so if you would be willing to give to this, that would mean the world to me. You can visit inspirationranch.org/John to give and to help me and help the ranch help these families. Again, it would mean so much to me. It means so much to me that you take the time to listen to this podcast. I so appreciate it. I love you all very much. I'll see you next week. Keep being awesome.